Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Before I get started, just wanted to take a minute to express our deepest sympathies and condolences to the Knapp family and the Jets organization on the loss of Greg Knapp. Tragic situation. Great reminder for all of us to count every day and be grateful for what we've got. And I'm grateful to be out here with you at training camp, and I want to also mention on a lighter note, Vic Karuchian. Where is Vic? And I thought I saw him. Congratulations. Job well done. Great career. We'll miss you. Appreciate your passion for this great sport of football, and I wish you all the best. So hopefully we can stay in touch and see you around from time to time. Yeah. All right, so we'll open it up to questions from here, and let's have a great camp together here. Appreciate all the stories you write about our players out in the community in particular, and all the good we're doing in our business and in other areas of our business here. So time's yours.
John, got to start with the COVID issue, of course. And I asked Brandon, I ask you. You've got a couple guys that are really passionate about not getting the vaccine. As far as a culture process deal, it's very important to you, Sean. How is this playing in the locker room?
Yeah, you know, everyone has their position on it, and I think when you come from a position of, or you take the approach of respect, respecting people's positions, trying to gain as much understanding as you can, I think those are two great approaches to situations like the vaccination situation you're talking about there. Yeah, again, we've met now for a little over a day, right? So a lot of meetings, looking forward to getting back on the field. And I think that's the mindset of the team right now, is looking forward to getting back on the field and getting themselves into a good, healthy routine and getting themselves focused on why we're here. And that's to play football and win games and be the best we can be.
Hey, Sean, I follow up kind of the same question I asked Brandon. We had talked to you during the OTA or whatever. You'd expressed concern on the issue beyond just individual health, right, on preparations and that sort of thing. Brandon just said it's roughly 80% of players now have had at least one shot. What's your take on that, and maybe how far along that process is, and what impact do you think it'll have as you really begin preparing them?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest challenges this year, I mean, we have obviously everyone's, look, the landscape has changed for all of us in some way, shape, or form when COVID came on the scene last year. The protocols are different slightly this year. The landscape is a little bit different this year because of the two sets of protocols, if you will, vaccinated and unvaccinated. So that creates a little bit heavier of a lift. And so it's important that we use that as an opportunity for us to come together as a team, as opposed to allow that to divide us and be divisive. So as I said, we're moving in the right direction. I'm looking forward to getting back out on the field and doing what we do and why we're here, the reason why we're here. And we've made progress, as you, I think, you know, the 80% or 81%, whatever it's up to now, we are making progress. And so I keep coming back to those same words I shared earlier with Sal of work to gain understanding, right? Work to gain understanding in a lot of areas, and then also come back to respect, respecting people's positions.
Do you view Cole's strong and vocal stance a distraction?
Again, I'm coming back to the same thing I just shared with you. It's people are passionate about a lot of things these days, it seems, right? So I respect that, and I want to try and gain as much understanding as I can, being a teammate, and I expect his teammates to do that based on his passion in this situation. So But that's, we're here to play football. We're here to get our minds focused. I'm anxious to get us out here today and get into a good, healthy routine. As you guys have seen, our schedule is, for the most part, Matt Worswick did a great job, for the most part, of putting it every day is about the same. So we're getting into Groundhog Day here and week after week of training camp. And you can hear those crickets or cicadas, whatever those things are. That's that reminds me of training camp, right, this time of year. So it's what we do.
Last year, you and many teams opted, because of the protocols, to have a third quarterback or a quarterback operate separately. Is that going to happen as of right now?
As of right now, no.
Sean, you talked about the schedule. Preseason just a couple of weeks, but only three games this year. There were none last year. I know you have a plan for everything, but does that alter your routine a lot of how you have to approach, like, from now until the regular season, only having three preseason games for evaluation?
Yeah, well, I think we learned some things last year by not having any, a year ago. We learned that we can get creative. We can manage that on our own a little bit. And so now not having four, in this case having three, it creates a little bit of, another think tank, if you will, a brainstorm about how do we want to handle it in order to become the best team we can become through three games, and also to have a good grasp on our roster through three games, and I think that'll be key.
Coach, what's the plan for Zach Moss and Cody Ford? Are they just full green light, jump in head first, all systems go, or are they going to get eased into it, brought along slowly, counts monitored?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a number of injuries, rehab situations through the offseason. I can't give enough credit to our training staff, our sports science staff, and our strength and conditioning staff. They've done a phenomenal job, along with those players you mentioned and many others, to get themselves back. It's been a long road for some of those guys. Cody, you mentioned, Zach in particular, those two. And they've stuck with it. And it's good to see them now in a position where they can get out here today. Will they be full go? It would be irresponsible for them to be full go at this point, but they do have a green light, and we're going to manage them to get them built up in a proper fashion.
Sean, you've talked about expectations and then starting over each year. Do you have an overriding message for the team? You've had them before where you've talked about playoff caliber and whatever that message is, relating to the fact that you were a game from the Super Bowl last year and how that impacts this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's really similar to what we've done. Every year is different. Every team is different. But you got to start at square one every year. You got to start over, and you got to, mindset-wise, be as humble and hungry as you can be. And I've found over the years that humble and hungry approach goes a long ways inside the building and outside the building and just in life in general. So that's what we subscribe to, and that's what I expect to see from our team.
Coach Josh, Ken Dorsey got the added title of passing game coordinator. Can you explain exactly what that means and what went into that?
Yeah, Ken has shown over the course of his career overall, as we worked together in Carolina, my time being around him, that he's earned that title. And so he adds a lot to our offense. Again, he puts in a lot of time, and he's got a great relationship with Coach Dable and our quarterbacks in particular.
Started to dive in how you're going to handle workload stuff with guys, because that's a completely different combination of games.
Yeah, you know, we're still working through that. That'll be an ongoing process, and those conversations will continue to take place, Josh, because of the newness of the situation, for lack of a better way of saying it there. So that's where I rely on our sports science department, our trainers, our strength and conditioning coaches, the feedback from the players. I've spent some time in the off season thinking about it over the summer and trying to find the best plan at this point, at least for what our approach will be going into the preseason and then the season, like you said.
So it sounds like you've spent quite a bit of time then. Not surprising, I guess, digging into that.
Yeah, and listen, there's no one right way or wrong way. I think it's just this is going to be new for everyone, so you got to work at it. Yeah, Matty, that's I take notes. I've been known to be a note taker from time to time, and So I go back to my notes on previous meetings and what I've shared with the team and tried to figure out this year what's relevant, right? And not just give them a canned, hey, here's the first meeting all over again, because I would lose them pretty quickly with some of the guys that have been here for all of five, going on 5 years now. So, and also make it relevant to what's going on in our situation with the landscape of America today, and try and meet them where they are and where our team is and what we've got to do going forward. So it's always evolving. There are some things that players would tell you, I'm sure, that they hear at almost every meeting, but those are things we believe in, and so they're going to hear them quite a bit.
You and Brandon lived through a big step back in Carolina after going 15-1. You won 15 games last year. How's that kind of colored your mindset or your message to the team about how hard it is to win 15 games in a year?
Yeah, one of the hardest things to do is to sustain success. I've been around it. I've seen it. You see it not only from the teams that I've been a part of and I've learned from it, but other teams. That's the way the NFL is built, is for parity. And 1 year a team's up, next year they're down. So that's been a message since really a month after the season, after I gave the players some time just to not hear my voice, but the staff included. You've got to have enough self-awareness to manage yourself. And if getting notice was our the goal, then maybe we accomplished that. But if winning and the goals that we had set up, we know we didn't accomplish last year. And so this is a new season. This is a new team, as I've said countless times. And we've got to respect the process and remain humble and hungry, because if you don't, this league gets you and gets on you fast. Yeah, I'm already seeing some of it, Joe, is the maturity, the attention to detail, the consistency. As we all know, Devin had a great first season last year. There were some times I'm sure he would say that he would like back. So I'm seeing a young man now that has taken the off season and attacked it head on, and he's in a great spot physically, it looks like, at this point. And I'm anxious to see him out here. But what I saw towards the tail end of the spring, I was impressed with all the areas that he was trying to be intentional about, of working on his weaknesses. And I think that says a lot about the young man.
Sean, when it comes to the battle for the second corner between Dane and Levi, what are you going to be looking for? What are the things that are going to determine who's on the field week one?
Well, we're a long ways from that. I mean, it's short ways, but long ways. And so we just got to get out here today, and I'm looking forward to the competition. Both of those two players have put themselves in a position to battle for the spot. Obviously, Levi's done a tremendous job since he's been here, undrafted, right? So we love his story. And so we've got trust and belief in both of those players, and I'm anxious to see them battle it out here.
It's been different for the guys who are coming, second-year players who had no real preseason last year, to kind of go through a full offseason, a full preseason. Are you seeing more growth from those players than maybe you would normally in the normal year one to year two jump?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because if you look at it, the players that are really in year three now, I think this is probably the most normal off season that they've had. You come off that freshman year, rookie year, and you go home and it's a little bit different for the first time, and then you come back, and last year obviously was the COVID off season. So this year I think was their first opportunity to shape an off season and how it should look. And so we're constantly trying to educate them in that area, but also I've been pleased overall with the initiative they've taken this offseason, getting themselves in shape, making good decisions off the field, and so that's the first step.
Sean, we talk a lot about the continuity of the players, but I don't believe any coach you have on staff came in from the outside, which is super rare. They're all returning coaches. They've been with you. How beneficial is it for you as the leader of the coaches, and everybody knows your message, everybody knows what the expectations are from that level?
Yeah, that helps, Sal, that with the coaching staff, the continuity helps. Because then they can take that message and take it into the position rooms, and it just bleeds throughout our entire organization and on all three phases of the ball, right? So same can be said with the players. You need that player-driven leadership in the locker room, guys that have been here that know what we're all about, and they can help educate some of the new players, and so that's the ripple effect that you want.
Sean,
Like Sean, we have evaluated what you saw from Star this spring, and where is he at as
Yeah, so small window, obviously, when he was here. He looks like he's in great shape. I know he's anxious to get back and be around the guys and obviously be around football again. So that'll be an interesting thing to watch because it's been some time since he's played. And so we're gonna manage that the best we can to help him so that he can become the best version of himself out here as quickly as possible.
Like the team. Space, which is quote that he thinks Josh is in right now, dealing with that and heading into this season. What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a short answer for you because I'm getting ready to coach out here, and that's where my focus is, and that's where I expect Josh is to be. He's got people that work for him, and at the end of the day, I trust Josh, and he's a good person, and obviously he's off to a great start in his career. I think I know what he wants, and I trust Brandon as well. So the two parties, if you will, that are involved directly in those conversations, I have a tremendous amount of belief and confidence in. So that's why I say those things will work themselves out because of the people involved, and that's what it comes down to. So other than that, I'm going to focus on respectfully coaching the team.
Like the team as a whole, Josh has a huge act to follow after last season. Just obviously, I know he wasn't just on the beach all this break here.
Yeah, Josh embraces the growth mindset. He's got that in his DNA. And so, you know, now going into year four, right? So that's become a tendency, right? So like the scouting report is he works on his game. And so I'm not worried about that. I'm just more anxious to see how he even grew from a month ago when he was last on the field out here in front of us. So he's a tremendous leader in that way, and he leads by example as well as with his voice. And I'm anxious to see him out here with now Emmanuel and Cole and Stefan, and you know, with extended time together other than just a couple of days here and there. So that's we're looking to put some real work in. There's a lot of work to be done, right? Between where we are and where we got to get to, and going back to the starting over conversation, that's what we all have to realize is. We're not sitting here carrying 13 wins or whatever it was. Everyone's 0-0. We get that, and you got to respect that. And the amount of work that between where we are and what we're trying to get to, or where we need to get to, by the time the Pittsburgh Steelers roll in here, is I could just tell a lot. So.
Two more questions for Sean, please.
What do you expect from Harrison this season?
To be him, and that's what we talked about. Yesterday in our meetings, we have meetings with our players, and we made that very clear as to be him. I like how he's developed. I like how he's worked coming off the knee. The knee's not even, I don't even talk about it anymore because it's in the past. He understands his role and how that role can expand based on his development. And I think the second year with Coach Washington has made him see that, right, and realize, hey, there's more to be had there in terms of his development on the field, and he respects that.
Sean, you brought up Emmanuel Sanders a couple of answers ago. You tried a couple of different times to get him, but now you finally have. What does he provide your offense that they didn't get last year?
Yeah, I'll start with our team, Joe, first. Is what he provides our team is another veteran that's been around it, right? He's been and won a Super Bowl in his career. And so that brings something to our locker room. It brings something to our team. And then on the field with respect to the wide receiver position, I think he just gives Josh another option, right, of a guy that can get vertical but it can also work the underneath and intermediate game as well. So time will tell, right? We're going to get a feel for him. He's going to get a better feel for us. And in particular, Josh and him being on the same page, that takes time, and that's some of the work that we've got to do here.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.